Hello, I am B-Rob, and you are listening to a Roundtable podcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio. Today, I am joined by
Ella,
Delaney,
Sarah,
and Miles.
We are seniors from South Fayette, and we will be talking about poetry today.
I think my classmates can agree that through our poetry class, it's been very different to the classes that we took earlier in our high school careers. There's less structure in like what we have to do exactly, and we can kind of go on our own and develop our poems without a teacher standing over us the whole time telling us exactly what we need to do.
I agree. I think before this class, we would do poetry lessons, but it would be like a two-week lesson, so we didn't really get to learn a lot about how to write poems.
Yeah, my writing experience was pretty involved. We've written multiple essays and different writings with different projects, but I think poetry is a completely different type of writing because poetry, you can express yourself more with more feelings and emotions.
Mr. Hausman also told us this, I think, but he said a poem is like a way to write something so you can like relate to someone on a different level, because some people like might not be able to understand if you just say something, and like, so it's another way to like get things across.
I feel like my style of poetry is definitely very freestyle. There's not a lot of structure to my poems. I kind of just go along with what sounds best and fits what I'm trying to portray to the reader.
So I would go along the lines with Ella as far as freestyle, but I will say that me and Mr. Hausman have talked before, and we can both agree that I have developed a letter-style poetry. I don't know what it is. I think I like to write it from the perspective of other people and put myself in other people's shoes and see what they're seeing and then see what I'm seeing and create a nice little dialogue poetry in a letter format.
It's definitely influenced my way of writing, like our big essays for our other classes and stuff. Writing assignments were always something I was strong at. Like, I'm not very strong at math or, like, science, but English was always my forte, so it's definitely allowed me to be more creative in my writing process for other assignments.
I think it's changed the way I think about writing because I used to think poems are silly and, like, didn't really mean a lot, but I've learned that you can, like, hide the way, like, you feel through poems, so I've learned how to do that.
I feel like I agree with Sarah. I didn't realize how much, like, you read a poem and you just think it's words, but I don't think you realize how much behind the words and what it actually means. So I think it definitely changed the way I think.
Definitely through school, like, our teachers never took poetry seriously in classes. Like, we just have little lessons, like Sarah said earlier, and it wasn't really something they ever deeply dove into, so we never really took it seriously until we worked with Mr. Hausman and took the class.
I would agree with Ella, but I'd also like to add on. I think in class, the teachers, not that they didn't care, more the fact that it wasn't a course. So it was just an English class, and so the English class was more of essays and reading books and taking tests. But I think poetry is completely different, and also poetry, I believe, is stronger than English, because for poetry, it's all about your tone and your delivery.
I think at first for me, I was just writing random stuff because I didn't know what to write. But then I think as the class went on, I started writing more about my feelings and getting more involved. And then I think I started liking it more because I realized I liked the connection and like the emotional, and it just made me feel better. And I just started liking it more.
Towards the beginning of the semester, we would each get up and read our poems to the class. And listening and reading other people's poems has definitely affected the way that I write my poetry. We had a lesson where we each had to write an opening line for a poem, and then someone else had to finish our poem. So it's interesting how we can switch other people's words to fit our emotions.
What I chose for today is my 20-line poem, and the reason why I chose it was first of all, Mr. Hausman said it was my best poem. So I guess that, and also the fact that that's the poem I put like the most emotion into it. It's just about my personal experiences, and I think it's just a really good poem that I can deliver really well.
I think I chose the 20-line poem too. The title is Swirling Thunderstorm, and I chose that because it best represents me, and it's about failure and how you're always trying to be your best and like be what everyone else wants you to be, and that one like has best represented who I am, so that's why I picked that one.
I didn't give my poem a title, but Mr. Hausman graded it and he said he liked it the best. But I think for me, it connected to me for like the deepest, just because I put my like full effort into it. And it was just something that like has been going on for like the last 4 years. And then I included like my papa in it that meant a lot. And I just think it was something special and important.
I think something that's really stuck with me from poetry class is our journaling. We journal every day whenever we get to class, and there's been a few times where we've written poems based on what we write in our journal, and I just feel like that's something that's going to stick with me through life and going into college and moving away. There's definitely going to be a lot of thoughts to write in my journal.
I think I will keep writing poems after this class because I like going back and like reading them and seeing how I felt like back then, and yeah.
I would have to say I probably won't continue to write poetry when I get out of poetry, but I will take something from poetry, and that's what I've been speaking about since we've been talking about this, and that is the tone and the delivery of how you read things, because I believe that, especially like I'm going into business, and if I'm up here standing here just kind of talking in like a boring basic voice, those people across from me aren't going to want to listen to me. But if I'm enthusiastic and I've got good energy and I'm passionate about what I want to do and I have a good tone and delivery, I'm probably going to get a lot more sales than just being like basic and boring. So not necessarily will I take the writing aspect of poetry, but I'll definitely take the speaking aspect of poetry. I think it's made my communications a whole lot better, and I'm very happy that I took poetry class.
I feel like this is our first opportunity in school to portray raw emotion through literature and what we actually feel. Like, I've watched my classmates, especially Delaney, write feelings that, like, she doesn't really tell other people, or, like, Sarah, too, go through things in their life. And B-Rob talking about his letters to his sister, it's definitely different and not really something we've experienced yet.
Also, our class is really small. I think it's, like, 11 people, which most classes at our school are, like, 25 or more. So it gives us a chance to really talk to each other, not even about poems, just about life.
Well, listeners, that's all we have time for today. I'm B-Rob, and I'm here with
Ella,
Delaney,
Sarah,
and Miles.
Thank you for listening.